Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. There is a very important halacha that comes up when walking in a place on Shabbos without there being an Eruv. Can a person wear sunglasses? Are sunglasses permitted? So there is a Ramah that's found in Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph, where he talks about not carrying the tiksha batei naim, the glasses case. You can't carry that. Aser lates batiksha batei naim shekorin brillin. You can't carry the bag, the holder on Shabbos. So the Mishabur is discussing this, and he says, "Kolz and Maril Inyan Lasei Satik." This is all with respect to carrying the bag, to carrying the case. But Lasei Sabate Naim Gufa, to carry the eyeglasses themselves, Achatmo on your nose, but Malkum Shein Erev, where the place there is no Erev, Bevadai Aser Belav Halchi. It certainly is Aser without the discussion of even the case, without the holder. Why? Dilma yiplume alava the asila suye dal amos. Perhaps it's going to fall off your face and you might carry it in dalad amos. So he's talking about glasses in general. You can't wear any glasses. But the post can point out, even though the chazanish was machmir, even if the glasses were fit tightly on the nose, around the head, even the chazanish was very concerned, he was very machmir, certainly in Rosh Hashanah, which is suffix their isa. In a Carmelis already, he was more makel, but Ravaz and others say that nowadays the minigos be matir and to be makel, even in Rosh Hashanah, when the glasses fit nicely on the head. How do you define fitting nicely on the head, on the face, on the nose? If you bend your face forward and it doesn't fall off, that means it fits nicely. And therefore, you'd be allowed to wear regular glasses. But what about sunglasses? So before we go with the sunglasses, carrying glass on the nose, why is that us? Why is that a problem? Isn't that some type of shinoi? Isn't that a strange way of carrying? So the Pnei Yeshua here in our daf, in Nun Tes Masechah Shabbos, the Pnei Yeshua says, anything which is the normal way to carry during the week, that would be considered normal on Shabbos. So since glasses are worn normally on the nose, on the face during the week, that's considered normally carrying on Shabbos as well, and therefore subject to this question of Hotzah. So that being said, so the Tshuva of Sholem Eishuv applies the same thing to glasses. The Pnei Yeshua is talking about in general, however you carry it during the week, that defines normal carrying on Shabbos. So therefore, Sholem Eishuv says, so since carrying glasses, wearing glasses on the nose is how you carry it during the week, that's also how you carry it on Shabbos. But the concern is it might fall off. But since our glasses, Bizman Hazeh, don't fall off, they are tight, one's allowed to wear glasses. But what about wearing sunglasses? Is that permitted? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and Perek Yud Ches in the Ha'ara, first on the top, he writes in the Osi Yud Ches, he says it's usher to wear sunglasses on Shabbos. The reason is because you might take them off. When it comes to glasses, you know there's reading glasses, there are glasses to see far. There's nearsighted glasses to help you see further away. So for nearsighted glasses, you can't see 20 feet in front of you. You can't see the street signs. So then you're allowed to wear them because a prescription helps you see. You don't take them off when you're walking in the streets. When it comes to sunglasses, if you get to a shady area, it's very common that people take them off. So when it comes to sunglasses, he points out, Shlomo Zalman says, it's aser to wear them on Shabbos. The only heter to wear sunglasses on Shabbos, he says, is if it's a person who was told by a doctor he can't go outside without wearing them, it's dangerous for his eyesight, then for refuah purposes, there's a heter to wear sunglasses, but a person must make sure not to take them off. So Orach HaShabbos brings this down as well, but he says there are really three types of sunglasses that we have to address. Number one is sunglasses, just regular sunglasses. That is certainly awesome because you might take them off when there's a shade, in the shady area. Number two is where you have regular glasses, prescription glasses, and you snap on top of them shades over. That too is also because you might take them off. That's also a problem. But the types of sunglasses that change color, that's the same exact lens or the prescription sunglasses, either prescription sunglasses or they're sunglasses that come and go depending, that changes color, gets darker with the sun. Those are permitted on Shabbos because you're not going to come to take them off since they are prescription glasses. These are questions that are not so relevant because we all do live in places where they're Erev for the most part, but some people in Brooklyn and Manhattan don't live in such places, so it's important to keep this in mind if ever in a place where a person is in a place where there's no Erev, what can and what cannot be worn on Shabbos.